yo bo, Vicky bye bo, B U boo, Vicky bye bo boo. C A K C E C C I sicky si C O so sicky si so C U su sicky si so su.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D A K D E C D I sicky si C O so sicky si so C U su sicky si so su. F A K F D P F I sicky si F O O sicky si O.
A train wreck out of it, but now that I've gotten high, the I show has been destroyed almost with all my fucking up. Okay. What?
What?
Everything's okay. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Start
no,
over?
We won't start over. We're cool. Doug.
Yeah.
Since this is a half hour talk show, right. Impromptu about the ABCs, or not about the ABCs, but that's the only. Topic, right? I.
Yeah?
This show's I. Did you get high, too?
No.
Off the H show? You sound it.
Okay.
I know I'm high. I?
I wish I wasn't high anymore.
I'd drink some coffee, then.
Wait, what were you saying? No, really? You were going somewhere with that.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm stoned.
Oh, shit.
So, eyes. Anyone? 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 Any words? I have Illuminati. But not oh, any one. Really good stories about the Illuminati. I just like everything they stand for and everything they do. And next to the Nazis, they got the shit as far as imagery.
Well, now they're typical. Everybody blames the Illuminati, whoever that really is. You know what I mean? If that's really there, if it isn't, Freemasons.
It may be, my friend. But 15, 18 years ago, I was publishing zines with Illuminati stuff in it. It still interests me, and is it a very interesting, as typical as it is for you, such a well-rounded, gothic kind of guy.
Right, right.
You know, some would say the process is typical.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it does chat my ass, too, that we hear all this shit now, currently.
I mean,
about
that picture of George Bush's father sitting on the bed with the fucking pyramid is fucking an awesome photo.
Right.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
Where he's sitting Indian style, the old man. He's got his fucking feet together. This is a real photo. No Photoshop. This is back in the day. George Bush's father's feet together, sitting there, and he's holding in his hands like this. He's sitting Indian style, holding a fucking the pyramid with the eye in it. With the eye on it.
New World Order.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Is that from
yeah.
his Skull and Bones days?
That's from his presidency, or running for president, or right before he was president. Maybe that was from his CIA days. It's from his government days.
Wow.
Skull and Bones is in college, so that wasn't from his college days, but that was from his government days. I can't say if it was president or... Wasn't he the lead CIA dude?
Yeah, he was right. Like, yeah.
Right, so, dude, dick, fuckhead, fuckhole, fucking prick,
well,
George
of course,
Bush.
You know,
oh, this is the I show, though, so I have to say I hate Bush.
There you go.
There's a picture of George Washington,
not
too, with all the Masonic.
Sweet, not the gear, stinky,
you know?
Sweet pink Bush.
He was wearing the apron with the eye and the
George
triangle
Bush.
And everything.
Where was this?
No, this is a picture of George Washington.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was going to say. They always talk about the Christian roots
right.
of our nation. That
right.
ain't the case. And it really chaps my ass. There's like three new biographies about Ben Franklin now, and they don't, not a one of them Fuck, there's booming going. It sounds like World War III out
like
here.
I like that fireworks. There's an eye in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Are fireworks legal in Michigan?
Doug thinks he's in Detroit in Hell Night.
Just like little black cat poppers and stuff are legal in Michigan.
I mean, I'm going to go take a look at that explosion. You guys keep talking.
I know,
about
it's going to be a crater.
You can buy anything in Indiana fireworks-wise legally.
Anyways, I was saying about Ben Franklin, the guy co-authored a book with Francis Dashwood, you know, the leader of the Hellfire Clubs in England, so they can't say that there wasn't really a connection. They can't say it's overblown, you know, and yet they never mentioned him in biography, just like it chat my ass, there's a Jane Mansfield biography on one of the stations, and they mentioned LaVey, but briefly, saying that it was just like a publicity stunt. Like they do that with Sammy Davis Jr. too. New Sammy Davis Jr. book. Mm-hmm. One sentence. It just says it was part of his wild guy image at the time. It was just a joke.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Can't be. They got to make their biographical subject into themselves. You know, they can't tell the truth. You know, they can't tell the unwanted
they
truth.
They whitewash their image for biographies nowadays. You don't ever get the truth about people.
No, it's wrong. It's wrong. When you're going to hear about Ben Franklin and the Hellfire Clubs, you're going to hear it in a book about the Hellfire Clubs, you know.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Right.
Amy tried to give you a clue before. Indiana. I. You can get anything in Indiana. Slip that I word in there, Amy.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Yes, I, Indiana. I just let the dog in, so you're hearing Cheyenne run around.
I thought we'd just say Israel and let Amy go to town.
Oh, Israel. Don't get me started on Israel.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you know, the funny part is, Amy yelled at Peter Gilmore about Israel. Peter Gilmore's the head dog, chief dude of the Church of Satan. And we did an interview with him on a 24-hour radio show. And Amy yelled at him.
I didn't yell.
Oh, you did.
They had an intense intercourse about Israel.
Fuck Palestine.
Fuck Palestine, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, and it's not even that I know or like any Palestinian people. I mean,
we actually, the one Palestinian we know we hate.
Yeah, exactly. So
we wish they were dead, and then I think genocide may be the right.
But I've got to say, anytime you hear about, you know, I mean, it's just ironic that the Israeli army and the Israeli people are doing exactly what was done to them by the Nazis to these Palestinians. They've taken everything from them. They're making them live in, you know, camps. And then they're bombing the camps when these people act out. I mean, what are they supposed to do?
Well, any time. Well, that's what they've been saying about Iraq also. Iraq.
Exactly.
Anytime a place is occupied, there's going to be resistance.
Iraq.
Right.
Yeah, so which part is might is right? Isn't it might is right when those kids throw rocks?
Both parts are might is right.
Or they do a suicide bombing?
Don't yell at Peter. He's not here.
I'm not yelling at anybody. You know, I'm just saying it's both sides.
She's
are
irate.
Using might is right.
Irate.
There
about
you go.
Iraq.
And Israel.
About Israel. Irate about Israel and Iraq. Amy, I.
Maybe not irate, but intense.
There
intense.
You go. Okay.
Yeah.
Go at it, Amy.
Well, it's just the same thing. Both of them are using parts of might is right to try to get their way, you know?
It's ignorant. And I have respect for ancient history and archaeology, but I would say make the fucking Holy Land a crater, a radioactive waste, and then tell them go to town. It's all yours.
Exactly.
All you assholes, go ahead, fuck it. Solomon's Temple gives a shit. It's just, hey. It's gone too fucking far. It's gone too fucking far.
Exactly. Fence off the whole country and it can only be for tourists. You know, no one can live there or something.
Yeah, free zone, UN, whatever. Martial law. No, none of those assholes should be there. If people really have some orthodox religion, they shouldn't even be allowed close. They should be taken as terrorists to begin with.
Exactly.
Churches are terrorist organizations. They're fucking terrorist organizations perpetuating this idea of a lease on a land written on ancient holy document, and it's stupid.
Ignite.
Exactly.
The church.
Yeah.
We need to ignite some churches. Here in Hammond, we have all the Hammond Baptist.
Really?
Oh.
And they've taken over whole city blocks. They're building something that's like the size of the, you know, like a dome. It's
yeah,
like
well,
a stadium.
That's in Indiana, and fuck them. And what else do we have for I?
inebriated, I'm sure we all have some fairly good inebriation stories.
Yeah, didn't we get you inebriated at a sushi bar once?
Yeah, it was on... And actually, not too long ago, I got inebriated because when I got back from Europe, I had some bottles of absinthe.
I noticed you didn't bring any down here.
Oh, that's right.
That's because we drank it.
Yeah, thanks.
Me and some of my friends, we drank it, and this was the real shit, too. You can get some absinthe without the wormwood and everything that's not hallucinogenic or whatever. But we were drinking the real deal all night. And for me, alcohol usually is just varying degrees of sickness. I drink it, I start feeling a little sick. I drink more, I start feeling more sick, but absinthe was different. I was like,
That's hilarious. That
buzzed kind of good feeling or whatever. Then I drank more and it just kind of amplified it. I wasn't getting sick. But later in the night, me and some of my friends started Christmas caroling around my parents' neighborhood, and this was like last month, you know. This is like May. And we were Christmas caroling, and my friend Monty started telling these kids who came outside that he was a tutor and to give him a call anytime. That's when I thought the parents would come out with a hatchet, but to their credit, nobody in the neighborhood called the police. Some lady came over and told my mom the next day, those boys were really out of hand yesterday. And I knew it must have taken all the balls she had to come over and say that. My mom took it for a joke and she laughed.
Bring you out cider or any gifts? Money?
Gifts, what?
Caroling? Aren't you supposed to get something for that?
Oh, no, they came out and nervously chuckled, and then we moved on. Christmas caroled somewhere else. It was all right. They're very withdrawn neighborhood. Nobody in that neighborhood knows anybody, anything else.
I used to Christmas weird. Carol.
At Christmas?
Yes, on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And I used to make money. Christmas caroling. Kept me caroling. The tips were great.
We should do it tonight.
No, not tonight. Christmas night. You get sometimes $20 from someone.
That was back when you were in Oliver Twist.
No, you know, but I've done it. Whatever. Oliver Twist my ass, motherfucker. That's when I was back hustling money like a fucking working fool since I was 14. So Oliver Twist my ass. I was making money, not spending my old man's hard-earned money.
Good for you.
All right.
Good you weren't.
I didn't complain about one pair of jeans. I bought more with the money I earned. So, Oliver Twist my eye as an eye.
Wow.
I
What's
delivered.
That?
Well, it was hard work. It was work. It's not, you know, I wasn't doing it to fucking queer off and sing at people. Believe me, I feel odd telling anyone I caroled, but, so.
And you wouldn't, were you not high?
What? Possibly. Yes, possibly. All right.
What about ingrate? Isn't that one of your favorite words?
That is one of Shane's favorite words.
I know that's one of the first things I think you said to me, is I used the word ingrate. You both said, oh, you know. You said, I can see we'll get along, and Amy said that's his favorite word.
That's true. It
is that the first thing we said? Is that our
Not
first
the
word?
Very first thing, but one of the first things.
One of your
things.
First memories of the birth of Shane from Shane
right.
and Amy?
Your eyes both lit up when I used the word ingrate.
Yeah, well, that is true. There's a lot of ingrates. I have ingrates come in and out of my life. They're ingrates. You know, pretty much everyone. You'll be an ingrate someday, and you'll be labeled as an ingrate possibly. He keeps you know how I know this is because everyone says, but I'm different. I'm the guy. Everyone, I swear, has been an ingrate.
I didn't say
Maybe
I'm different. Ingrate.
Maybe
can't.
I am.
I can't wait to be among the ranks of notable ingrates. It's great.
I don't know about notable, because when I leave the scene, they seem to fucking stick in the fucking bottom of the barrel, lower and lower and lower, and you don't hear from them again.
And then they're committing incest in some backwater town in Illinois.
Need to stop and be introspective about it, about their ingratitude.
But they're not intelligent enough.
No. Well, ingrates are ingrates. They should be fucking shot. Drawn and quartered, hung up.
I can't add to that. You're right. Being an ingrate should be considered a crime.
I don't like it.
It's character
Simple
flaw.
Simple thank you. Yeah, character flaw. Simple thank you. That's it.
It's
not asking for what I deserve, which is probably thousands of fucking dollars in your firstborn, Doug.
You can have. Well, you're too late for the firstborn, probably. I've never met it either. But.
None that you know of?
No. Oh, now it's too bright.
Is it?
We need a sunglasses. It,
yeah. We need to. You want it off? I turned the lights off here in the studio. Want me to keep them off?
It doesn't matter.
It's throwing us off with the flashing lights.
Exactly. Trying to keep you awake. I'm trying to get not high anymore through strobe light pressure.
We need curtains.
Amy, what song are we playing?
We're playing some Insane Clown Posse.
Which song?
I don't know. That was the only insane clown posse CD I could find.
ICP.
And it's their, it's got some weird songs on it.
They usually do.
I like this one. It's the one that's a dance one. It sounds like something's old school. Insane Clown Posse rules.
Oh, that's a new one. Or there's a new one than that, isn't there?
That's the one where everyone said they were reading.
Did you put the CD in there?
I think so.
Oh, it's playing Fugazi.
They're almost the same band. ICP and Fugazi? You would have fooled everybody.
Everyone would be running out to get that Insane Clown Posse CD with that song on it. It'd be like the last song.
With that Fugazi song. Got it going on?
No.
No.
You know someone that works with ICP.
Yeah. He's like their bitch. He gets them coffee and shit, and he signs their checks and everything. He's telling me a story about how he cut a check to Mike Patton one time. I think Patton contacted them on a sample they used to him. He had to cut him a check. I don't know. He tours with them and everything else. Random shit.
You ever see that movie they did, Big Money Hustlers?
No, I've heard some of their stuff. See, my friend Steve has worked for him for a long time.
You know what? Amy's so fucking high, she put a DVD, an Insane Clown Posse DVD in there and fucking told me it's a goddamn CD. And I'm trying to play a fucking DVD. Amy?
I didn't know.
There's another CD in there, isn't there? Isn't that a two CD?
The other one is Hitler Youth Songs, another one.
Oh, Hitler Youth Songs.
So we'll go back to Fugazi.
It's not high.
Yeah, there
Ian
is.
Ian McKay.
Oh, you just saved the day, didn't you?
Yeah, Ian McKay.
Ian McKay, Amy, you are right. We can't play Fugazi. And I like Fugazi. I fucking love him. Ian McKay. He should be president, really.
Exactly.
If Ian McKay ran for president, I'd vote. I'd vote for him in a second. That's cool. fucking Fugazi.
Ian McKay.
Ian McKay, yeah. Ian
For
McKay.
I.
Are you a big Ian McKay fan, Doug?
Yeah, he's not bad. I liked Palehead. But they only did those, like, what, 8 tracks and didn't do another CD?
Exactly.
I thought it would have been cool if they did more.
Why don't you or Amy explain what we're doing today?
We're doing the alphabet. We're starting each show with a letter and just going, well, that's our very generalized theme. It's our theme without a theme. We bring up a letter, first word comes to mind, and we discuss. This is our panel. Kind of like those 5 big fat black Negroes that sit and talk about...
Rotund.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't use the F word in this house.
Inflated for I.
Oh, God, inflated. Worse, worse than fat, inflated.
Right.
But like the 5 big fat black Negro what?
Big... I think it's 5 big inflated Negroes that discuss things on a show. I don't know. There's some morning show.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, never mind.
Is it The View?
I think that's what it is.
Are they all Negroes?
I think so.
Barbara Walters is on there.
She's a Negro.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. She's Jewish.
She's some... No, oh, she's a... she's a network...
Idiot?
She's a network nigger, is what she is.
Right.
She was paid one time. She did an interview with the CEO of Philip Morris to give them good publicity at the time when they were having a lot of bad publicity. Now, if that's not being a network nigger, I don't know what is.
Exactly.
You know, she talked to him, and he was able to cry crocodile tears and talk about what a beleaguered, nice man he is and everything else. And the guy's making a fucking killing off of lying on medical reports. They made the issue into everybody knew that smoking was bad for you. And they took away from the issue of they fucking lied on medical reports and their corporate charter should have been revoked. Anytime you do that, you set a bad precedent, you should be stopped. Had
or
they
killed.
Not been lying,
or
it would have been a different story.
Or killed.
Right.
What were they lying about on medical records?
Yeah, they were lying and saying that there was no evidence that smoking caused cancer and everything else. And I have no problem with a company selling something that's carcinogenic, something that's going to kill people and everything else. That's fine. People want to take it. Then after that, that's up to them.
Right.
But when they lie about it, it's a whole different story.
It's the same thing I was talking about on the F show about fat and McDonald's lawsuits and stuff like that. It's the lies that they try to say.
Yeah, like this is healthy food.
Right. Well, they should just say it's entertaining food. It's not healthy. It's entertainment.
Right, it's junk food.
It's junk. Right, entertainment. It's like TV, a lot of sitcoms and stuff. It's garbage. It's a waste of time and every breath, life. But it's entertainment. There's nothing nutritious about French fries.
But whoever thought there was.
Well, they push it like that all the time. I thought there was until I was in my later teens. They in the basic food groups, well, as I said on the fat show, on the F show that didn't get recorded and I have to re-record, as I said then, the food groups are the wrong shape in the first place when you look at the food groups they teach in health class. So they teach you the wrong way. They teach you that breads are a very important part of your diet when it's not as important as, you know, the food groups are upside down from the beginning. And McDonald's does promote themselves as every fucking... What did you say Snickers used to promote themselves as?
A Snickers bar a day helps you work, rest, and play.
That's obscene. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of double-mess marketing is the problem with their message. They're lying. When McDonald's says you get the 5 basic food groups when you get a burger and fries, they're fucking lying.
Yeah, because you're probably there's not
nothing,
getting one.
There's nothing there. Maybe you're getting some salt, which you're getting too much salt. You know, I mean, but there's nothing there nutritious. Maybe the cheese, and their cheese is so processed by now, it's gone, but there's nothing fucking there. Their ketchup is so loaded with fucking sugar, it's taking away any goddamn healthy properties a fucking tomato or tomato paste would have for you. So that's what I'm talking about. They fucking lie with that shit. They just should say cheeseburgers are just entertainment, especially with McDonald's. Not like the local burger stand we have. There is probably a little nutrition in those burgers, you know?
Well, just within the last year, they revised the food pyramid for the schools, and NPR
right, just this last
about.
Year.
Right, but you would be you probably wouldn't be surprised how lobbies really pay for their placement on the
right.
food pyramid. Like,
right.
the meat industry pays a good chunk of money to get meat And a high placement on the pyramid.
Tune in for the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes of the F show, and you'll hear more talk about this. This is the I show. Doug, we have 3 minutes. Talk about Italy and the start of fascism and where you visited. That was a very interesting story, and you have 3 minutes to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I went to Italy. I got back about a couple months ago, and I was there for a couple months. And I went to a place in northern Italy called Gardone Riviera, and that's where Gabriel D'Annunzio's house was. Most people don't know who Gabriel D'Annunzio was, but he's like this Italian World War One war hero. He was a playwright and a poet.
Italian, I.
Yeah. Italy, I. So, we went over there. I went over there, and it was a beautiful place. He was a poet and a playwright, and he basically talked Italy into going into World War One because he thought Italy deserved more of the Balkan territory that they didn't have and everything else. And the Allies told them that if they came into the war, that they would get those territories. Well, D'Annunzio was considered a war hero because not only did he talk everybody into going to war, but he actually participated in the war, much unlike our Rumsfelds, Colons, Dicks, and Bushes. But anyways, he lost an eye in World War One. But after World War One, they didn't give Italy these territories, so he took his volunteers, the black shirts, they went and occupied the territories for a while. And that was the original black shirts, those were the original fascists. And Mussolini aligned themselves with him and them, and he was writing for a newspaper at the time and claiming that he was all about them. D'Annunzio didn't like Mussolini. He was saying, you say you're going to support us, but you haven't sent provisions, you haven't sent men, you're just a fucking idiot for I. And so when Mussolini came to power, right, D'Annunzio was basically confined to his house because he was a liability to the fascists. He could make them look bad, so he spent fascist money like it was going out of style, basically on the agreement that he was exiled to his home. So anyways, I went to this home, and being that he spent their money like it was going out of style, it was beautiful. It was a palace. He was a very eccentric man, too. He had his rooms all had themes. One was like a funeral room, his bed was like a coffin.
Oh, I'd love that. I've always wanted, yeah. And that's funny, you say that I've always wanted to have theme rooms.
Yeah, he had one where the theme was his severed hand. There's hands all painted on the walls and everything. It was just, he was into it. He was great.
Well, see you guys later. This was the I show of the ABCs. Next week it's Q. No, J. No, K. J. Evilnow.com.
TVisGod.com.
Dysgenics.com.
Only one.
Yeah.
That's because of his addiction. Mm-hmm. A show. Addiction. See you later. All right, Amy.